It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
We've talked about this subject before, but it's important enough that we've got to talk about it again, and that's microneedling. And so if you've ever been afraid to use microneedling, if you have questions about what it is, you want to learn more about it, then you definitely want to listen up. Today is going to be a lot of fun. We have with us again Maricel Salazar. Now, Maricel is a New York City-based lifestyle writer and photographer. She contributes to various publications like Pure Wow, Well and Good, Martha Stewart Living, Tasting Table in New York City, or NYC Go. And she was on before and talked to us about microneedling, and I learned so much. And so, Maricel, do me a favor. Can we recap in about 60 seconds? Just talk a little bit about microneedling as a summary for those that may not have gotten to hear the episode.
Absolutely. Microneedling, which has been made famous by a certain Kim Kardashian, is steadily gaining traction in non-celebrity circles too. And in the office, microneedling uses a mechanized device called a dermapen. And it makes thousands of minuscule needle punctures in the outermost layers of the skin. Now, this may sound really, really freaky, but usually a numbing cream is applied first. Sorry, guys. I have a big siren in the back here. I don't know if that's...
Oh, okay.
Okay, can we pause for a minute?
Is it possible to restart? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, it's really noisy. Yeah, I'm going to... Okay. Sorry about that. It's just
we
I'm
can barely hear it
right now, and it's crazy town.
Oh, I can barely hear it.
Sorry about that.
All right, no, I'm gonna. Okay. Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, so let me start from the beginning then.
That you started. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, I'm ready whenever you are.
Just start talking. He's got it.
Okay. Cool. So microneedling is a process that's been made famous by none other than Kim Kardashian, but it's steadily gaining traction in non-celebrity circles too. So at its core, microneedling uses a mechanized device called a dermapen, and thousands of minuscule needle punctures are made in the outermost layers of your skin. A numbing cream is applied first, so there's no worrying about the pain. But from these wound punctures, you get a healing response, and that generates collagen, alleviates acne scars, hyperpigmentation, and wrinkles. But usually these processes cost between $1,000 to $1,500 at a doctor's office. So we've been turning to some alternate options, like using a microneedle roller at home, which will set you back about $30. So I know that David has been trying a microneedle roller at home. I've been using it myself. It's from Stack Skincare by esthetician Terry Benjamin. I've been loving the results. I'm so curious to hear what you've experienced, David.
Well, okay, so last time you were on, you were kind enough to offer to send Lisa and I both a set, and I was excited because I'm familiar with the terminology, I'm familiar with the concept, but I'm a chicken. And so anybody else who out there is listening who's a chicken, you're right with me. Well, okay, I've never done acupuncture. Needling. They need to change the word because I'm scared.
Yes.
Okay. And so I did a ton of research while I was waiting on mine to get here, and then I'm going to tell you how it worked for me. So it's actually the needles are 0.3 millimeters, 0.25, 0.2. Those all work at the epidermis, and then they have, as you graduate, you can always get deeper ones. So I know, Lisa, one of the questions, you know, we had discussed was if – you know, does it go too deep and et cetera? You don't need to press hard. So first of all, so I get this device. I'm scared as can be. I decide I'm going to roll it once across my forehead. And so I can tell you I did it because I committed to do it. Okay. And so I use it and I'm going to tell you, it tickles. You don't, forget the word needle. These things are so little. And I'm thinking, okay, does it even do anything? So I started using it and I'm using it all over my face and my neck and I'm using it even on the crow's feet. And okay, so I'm starting to see more wrinkles. I probably used it more often than I should. And then I followed with a serum and the serum's absorbing quite a bit. But in my research, I also learned by doing it is your body will produce more collagen because anytime you're injuring the body, not that this really does, but the body will produce collagen. And so these little tiny touches, if you will, I'm going to call it touches because it wasn't really a needle. My body's producing collagen, et cetera. So I started doing this and I swear to you, maybe 2 weeks go by, different people are saying to me, they don't see the redness in my skin. wrinkles are going away. My wife even noticed it. And so, you know, we jokingly, the running joke with us, she's very kind and will always tell me I look nice, and I look and go, right? You know, but now I'm sitting there going, I'm starting to see the difference, and I'm like so excited by it. And so for me, the results are there. It's proven to me, and I'm a believer. I also learned the one thing to do afterwards is make sure to rinse it, and I spray mine down with a little bit of isopropyl alcohol just to sterilize it. But it does use a serum right after that'll absorb quicker, and I also use retinol, and so I just saw improved benefits to everything I was doing, and so I became a true believer within those couple weeks.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm gonna do it.
Lisa, you should totally do it, Lisa, because you know what's worse than microneedling at home? If you've ever gotten a bikini wax to the ladies or the men out there. A bikini wax is way worse than using a microneedle. This is child's play. And the results that you get from rolling it a couple times a week across your face, like David said, are truly incredible. It improves the performance of your serum. So if you have a bottle of serum that you've paid a fine price for, you want to make sure that it works at its best. Pairing it with a microneedle roller, such as the one from Stack Skincare, is really the ultimate way to go in terms of making sure that your skincare is maximized.
Yeah.
Go ahead, David.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, well, now I feel foolish because I heard about this thing called Clear and Brilliant, and it's microneedling with laser, so it's really strong. And I'm excited to get it done, but now I'm thinking, I should have done the thing on my own first because I don't know, but I'm still excited. Do you know anything about that, Marisol, the Clear and Brilliant facial? Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard of the Clear and Brilliant facial, but in terms of pairing it with a mechanized dermapen, which would be the in-office procedure, that's where you'll really get fast and flash results. But, you know, the quicker the result, the pricier it typically gets, you know. So when you're working with $1,200 a session for an in-office visit versus, let's say, $30 for microneedling at home and waiting a couple weeks to see the results, to me, it's a no-brainer, you know. Use the at-home microneedle roller for your weekly skincare, and then you can pull out the big guns, let's say, if you've got an event that you need to get looking perfect in a flash for.
Sure. No, I like that. Well, just to be honest, it's $1,200 for three. So I guess that's a better deal than it sounds like for some, you know, if it's $1,200 for one. So, and it's a very reputable place at a plastic surgeon's office. So I think I'm going to stick with it because I'm really curious. And I also want to be able to talk about it on the show, but I'm glad that, David, you shared your positive experience.
I'm cheap. $30 for microneedle is phenomenal. And so, it's 60 seconds to do it a few times a week. Then, like you said, pair it with a serum. I paired it not only with a serum, but my retinol product as well. And it just, the results, you see a difference and other people see a difference. It wasn't just me. At first, I'm thinking, is it my imagination? But the cool part is you don't feel it. I can't say it tickles. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, if you took your finger and wiped it across your skin, and I think maybe I was a little skeptical because of it. I'm thinking, is it really doing anything? And do I need to press hard? But in my research, I learned I don't have to press hard. And it works. I mean, and so I want to thank you for sharing it. And I got to tell everybody who's listening, if you've thought about it at all, do the research. But if you've thought about it
all, the preceding show was produced by the GAB Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GABRadioNetwork.com.
I can swear to that, not a chicken.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, I'm so glad that you loved it. And Lisa, time to get back on the horse. Yes. You're going to love what you see.
Oh, I promise I will. Now, can you roll it across your nose too? Or is it just on your cheeks, your forehead, your chin?
You can run it across your nose too. You know, don't do the sides of your nose because basically you don't want to get too close to the delicate eye area. But you can run it across your nose. In terms of turnaround time, there's
minimal offense, Marisol. No offense, Marisol. It went around my eyes. It went on my neck. It's the back of my hands. That thing's been rolled everywhere in my butt. So I'm going to tell you, it made a difference.
If you can tolerate it, go for it.
I felt nothing. Maybe I'm just thick skinned. But I mean, truly, because I'm more concerned about the wrinkles around my eyes. I've got a beautiful wife and I want to make sure she stays with me, right? And so I'm rubbing it all around my, well, you know, I'm not the easiest guy to get along with. So there's got to be something. I don't know. So anyway, you see all kinds of results from it. And so I invite everybody to try it. So Maricel, I know we're running out of time here. So I want to thank you, number one, for sharing that with Lisa and I. Thank you for sharing the information with our listeners. Lisa, we want to hear how it does with your treatment you're getting ready to do, but you've got to try what Maricel sent and help share that with us as well. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with my co-host, Lisa Davis, the health expert. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do and just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.